Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, that mental toughness, this is what I need you guys to have in your time. I need you to have it the rest of the season. I need you to have it the rest of the time you're an Eagle. And I need you to have it the rest of the time you're in life.
Yes, sir.
And there's going to be times we're f***ed out. There's going to be times we don't want to get back up. All right? We don't want to get back up. But we pick our f***ing selves up, yes, and we keep getting up.
Yes,
all right? You guys got to remember that for me. All right? Because that's what this team did today. There's something dangerous about a team that doesn't stop fighting.
Something dangerous, Sirianni, post-game speech in the locker room as the Philadelphia Eagles come back and win one of the wildest games I've ever seen in pro football. Certainly the best comeback the Eagles have had in the regular season since the miracle at the Meadowlands 3, I guess it was. Whenever it was always numbered differently. But the last one in 2010 with Deshaun's punt return. What an incredible game. So there were dueling 26-point runs in that game, right? Eagles go up 7-0. Rams score the next 26 unanswered. Then the Eagles finish the game with 26 unanswered of their own. I mean, we could watch football for the next 50 years and never see a game like that.
Yeah. I mean, the closest thing you compare it to is the Super Bowl with the Patriots and the Falcons.
But
you know?
Which was crazy. But that only had one. Like this
that
had
one. I know what you're saying.
This had multiple 26-point runs.
But my point is that that game looked like it was out of hand.
It
was just going to get worse. And then you look at what the Rams were doing. At that point, they were just sitting on it.
So at points yesterday, it reminded me of two games from 2 years ago. When it was bad, it reminded me of that 49ers game. I think Ike mentioned in the pregame show yesterday that the Rams were coming in with that kind of
energy,
like we're going to smack them, we're going to show them last year was a fluke and all that stuff, right? And then they kind of did that for the first 32 minutes. They looked like that. And then it turned into the Buffalo game from 2 years ago where the Eagles, if you go back to the Buffalo game 2 years ago where Jalen won it on the walk-off throw, I think the first half, Jalen had a very similar kind of first half to what he did yesterday, which was they just didn't have any passing yards. Like it was like 20 or 30 or very tiny amount.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half just exploded, maybe because, maybe the play calling was stripped from Kevin Petullo. I love the conspiracy theory, Douglas,
well,
over here.
Okay.
I'm not being facetious. I love it.
I know you're not, but let's look at it like this. Like I said, I've been in a lot of locker rooms and I've been in a lot of halftime adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
Halftime adjustments aren't that big. You know what I mean? Say, hey, they're running the ball. We need to change the line of scrimmage, or we need to adjust in the line, and we need to see this, that,
right,
whatever. Like small stuff, because you don't have much time. Man, that was a whole different game plan.
Well, wasn't it because they had to? They're running out of time.
Well,
you're down 3 scores. You can't run the ball anymore.
Now let me say this. Well, if that's the case, when you're playing a game where you're down,
mm-hmm,
and you're talking about possessions,
right?
You threw away a possession before the half when you on 3rd and 15 when you ran the ball.
Right, but at that point they're only down 2 scores.
Yeah, but still you're still down.
I agree, and I didn't want them to run the ball there. I'm just saying, I wonder how much the second half was. We have no choice but to open it up.
I mean, it probably was a little bit of that, but when you talk about the way the first half started, it didn't start out great.
Mm-mm.
Did not start out great. And my thing is this. Why would you have such a disjointed first half like you had? And then come out and say, "Okay, I'm done playing." See, that's why I feel like the possum theory comes into play.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I'll walk with you on Petullo with shrimp
to
play call. They weren't playing possum. They were getting their ass kicked.
But I'm not saying they were. But listen to what I'm saying.
Oh boy.
When you're in a position like that, Listen to what I'm, before y'all start signing and doing all y'all.
I'm done listening to what you're saying.
We're down 19.
Are you guys going to listen?
I've already tuned you out.
You're down 19.
Yeah.
So your thought process is to keep running the ball knowing that possessions matter?
As soon as they went down 19, they started throwing.
They started trying to throw. They started trying. Well, because it wasn't there, but AJ wasn't targeted in that first half.
Let me say it this way. As soon as they were down 19, they stopped trying to run into the line. Mm-hmm. Right, they stopped trying to say we're gonna ground and pound it. We got to open it up. It took off, and the AJ thing, Hugh. That it's amazing. It took 2.5 games to unlock him.
Yes.
Once they unlocked him, it was like
and he was hot. Like the storylines were building themselves.
Of course,
because
when
you're watching the game, as you know, as what we do for a living, you're already talking about, or you're already trying to set up how tomorrow might go. Mm. And one thing that stuck out to us immediately was. When AJ was targeted, and I think it was right before that, when he walked off the field.
Yeah.
Like they didn't get the ball to him. He had one on one, and he walked off the field.
Not great.
And then you come back, and this is why I think that the possum thing, it might be valid. Mm. It might be somebody else calling plays. When the second half rolls around, you start feeding AJ because he still had one on one, and he started beasting fools like, he was out there like King Kong, Godzilla.
He's like a power forward. You just dump the ball to in the post, and like
and
his body's too big.
Yeah, he bodied him. And
the
he
one third
healthy.
And 10 where the corner was coming up and almost swatted away, and he just used his frame to like box the guy out. He's awesome.
You need to do that. You need to do that more.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like it might have been possum a little bit. But I feel like it was more they stripped.
There's no possum.
I'm saying, man, every theory today is valid.
Nothing.
All right, if you want to believe it or not, it's valid.
No, not every theory.
Almost everyone.
No, well, a lot. Not that one.
A lot of.
You're gonna sit here. Have you ever been on a team in a locker room where somebody was playing possum?
I've never listened.
Okay,
Kyle,
I just wanted to get that out of the way.
You're right.
Like, that's not a thing.
And you did play 10 years.
It's not a thing.
I don't think it's a thing. But okay, how do you explain what we saw yesterday?
9, even if we want to take away Jacksonville, you played a long time.
How do you explain what happened?
Have you ever seen a comeback in the NFL?
Not like that. Have you ever seen a different game?
Hold on. That's the second biggest Eagles comeback ever. We have seen a comeback like that.
Kyle, we've seen it, but a wholesale game plan change.
Well, you have no choice.
You're gonna make me have to fight with you today.
No, I'm saying they scrapped the whole game plan.
You're going to give me nonsense
like
you're playing possum.
They scrapped the whole game
because
plan.
They were down 3
all
scores.
All the theories are valid.
No,
all I'm saying is the people that said they were playing possum,
you don't sound so crazy to me today.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's the truth.
Nobody plays possum to go down 19 points so that one of the best teams in the NFL.
Really show them now. I walk with you on the Petullo thing. Petullo could have lost play calling. I mean, he could have. I mean, someone may have taken. I mean,
it might have been possum too.
No.
I'm just giving the people that said they
were playing reverse possum.
All I'm saying is the people that said they were playing possum.
No.
They have their right to the field the way that they feel. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, here's what we can all feel excited. They're 3-0 and they just had an amazing comeback. Lamar in Philly's going to come after me today.
Me.
Lamar, what's up, pal?
Yo, he was good.
What's up, man?
Hey, Lamar.
I don't want to think from anybody today, but you and Ike.
Wait a minute, you can't. But see, Lamar, I hear what you're saying.
That's just too bad,
But Joe's kind of like the QB of the show and everything. You got, you know.
But listen, for weeks, we keep hearing everybody criticize Hurts, right? Hurts have Joe said it earlier when you guys started. He's letting the cat out the hat. He said it after the Super Bowl. They let me out of my straitjacket.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't after the Super Bowl.
Then he said yesterday in the post game. He said to the reporter, "We got to stop calling the game basically so safely." So at the end of the day, when you look at it, these play calls, they don't work when you're down 26-7. You got AJ for 2 to 3 games, and everybody in Philly, although he's 19-1 in his last 20, you turn on the radio. I mean, it starts from the 2 o'clock show. I'm not going to even mention those guys.
Joe Lamar, hold on. Lamar, why are you not excited today? Why are you sensitive about Jalen Hurts?
No, you're not. I'm extremely excited.
No, but you sound frustrated when all anyone was saying is the offense didn't look good because we all know it can look like it did yesterday. Like, I'm so curious when people don't see things the way I do. I'm curious. I'm not upset. I want to get into a conversation. When you watched the first half, what did you think, Lamar? You thought it was crap.
I thought the play calling was awful.
Okay, so all right, so let's start with here. Okay, I agree with you to an extent. The play calling was bad in the first half. It wasn't good. Jalen also didn't play well in the first half. Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that. You thought he played.
Have a conversation. Okay.
All right. So you thought he played well in the first half with 33 yards passing.
I didn't say he played well. I said the play calling was horrible.
But I asked you, do you think he played well? The point is, when Jalen plays well, we all say he plays well. He didn't play well in the Kansas City game. He played great in the second half. I think the thing that it's hard for some people to understand is he's not super consistent in his play. His ability is there. I have never questioned the guy's ability since the moment they took him out of Oklahoma. He's got ability. He doesn't always do what he did yesterday. And they needed him yesterday, and he performed at a special level. But we can't pretend that's there every game. It's not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not there every game because he's telling you in these little tidbits.
Okay.
They're calling the game so conservative.
Let's go off of your point. So if Jalen could do what he did yesterday every game, then we got to have the dumbest coaches in the world because we should do that every game.
Let me ask you this.
If the Eagles coaches thought that they could do that every single quarter of every single game, we would do it every single quarter of every single game because that's Peyton Manning kind of throwing.
Well, let me ask you something, Joe. Do you not think that Jalen think that he's capable of throwing the ball to A.J. Brown when he's catching over the head, one-hand passes?
Of course I do. Of course I do. I also realize that that's not the way he plays every half of every game, and that's okay. I mean, like, no one does, right? That's MVP of the league. That's Peyton Manning kind of level of football. That's okay, but I don't understand why you're upset. He played great.
Yeah,
we're all excited.
It's not that I'm upset. It's the simple fact that the play calling yesterday was horrible. You said that I think he played good in the first half. The first half,
well,
I don't know
good.
Who
he
the guy was
good.
To tackle. Well, you can't play good at the first half if Pryor is letting his man just Olay-ing. If he's letting his guy run right by him, you're not going to play good because you can't even look down the field because you're getting your head torn off.
Well, that was a big problem. But, yeah, of course. Lane went out, and the offense was in trouble until they put Fred Johnson in. I agree, but we can't. Lamar, you could say there's a reason why he didn't play well in the first half, play calling, but he didn't play well in the first half. I mean, that's just a fact.
I understand as a team they didn't play well. It's a team game.
Yeah.
If you're getting your head blitzed in, you're not going to play well. But, Joe, they have to. They have to. There's a such thing as the first 15 plays are scripted. You mean to tell me when Sirianni sits down, they don't say throw the ball to 11? In the first 36 minutes?
I don't know what they're doing over there, Lamar. Lamar, we preached a phone call. I sat here last week. I said, let Jalen throw the football. Let it rip. I wanted more throws on Sunday. Now, I didn't think it would have to be the way it went yesterday. That was very extreme. But I'm glad they opened it up. They have too many good players here to just have two tight ends in the whole time and hand the ball off. Like, Saquon's great. But they need to open it up. Finally, the second half, we heard it yesterday and saw it. Speaking of hearing it, can we hear how this sounded? A Merrill montage on one of the great comebacks in Eagles history.
It's home sweet home for the Eagles. Lincoln Financial Field, where they've won 11 straight games. Today they will be challenged to keep it going by the also 2-0 Los Angeles Rams. Back goes Stafford. He's going deep. He wants Adams. He's got him for a touchdown. 44 yards, Stafford to Devontae Adams. Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush, and they've got him. McCullough coming in on Hurts, and he didn't have a prayer. Pass comes out in the flat. Williams is going to dance it in. Automatic. Timeout on the field with the score, 26-7, Rams. He's going deep down the far side of the field, and it is caught. A.J. Brown down to the 30.
That's where you need to go with the football.
Hurts steps up again. He is firing. It's caught. It's a touchdown for Dallas Goedert.
That's what the offense should look like. Now we're clicking.
Back goes Hurts. He's going for Brown. Touchdown! Inside the white pylon.
You've got A.J. Brown out there. He's in a one-on-one. That's a winning situation.
It's fourth down and one. Can they stop him? Tight formation. Nobody split. Down the cool in motion. Handoff goes to Williams, and they shut him down! They stop him in his tracks! This is another short one, 36 yards. Here it is. Ball is spotted. The kick is blocked! It's blocked! And it's bouncing around in the Eagles' helmet. They blocked the kick! It is fourth and goal. This is the game right here. Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Complete! Touchdown! They take Smitty. The lead! Smith!
Smitty!
It's Smith! Devontae Smith!
Smitty.
Into the end zone! They take the lead! Eagles are going for two. They lead 27-26. These 2 points are important because otherwise the Rams can march down and beat them with a field goal. Here's Hurts. Back again. He fires. It is incomplete. Intended for Devontae Smith, so we will have to breathe a little heavier. Hold your breath. They blocked them the last time. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked!
Again.
It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! George Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again! Have you ever seen anything like this?
Do you believe in miracles?
The Rams are standing silent. They can't believe what just happened to them. Successive field goal blocks win it for the Eagles. What a great, great game. What a great, great comeback. And the final score is 33-26.
Now that's a great montage after a great day. By the way, you know the last time the Eagles blocked two field goals in the same game?
It was like in the 60s, wasn't it?
It was September 21st, 1975, which was exactly 50 years ago yesterday.
I remember it well.
You were there. I mean, what a game. You were around.
I was about three. Sound about right. What's my favorite memory about that game?
Besides the two block field.
That was it. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Who'd you take in that game? You take the Eagles? Minus the points?
Yeah, I figured. Knew I was going to be here one day.
Yep. Let's talk to Black Gritty, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Hey, guys. So, first of all, let me articulate what the last call was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, certain people at the station, don't ever take credence of what we say. Jalen Hurts is a winner. Everything you say that he needs to do, he needs to buy the Super Bowl, he needs to bring us back, he needs to come back and do all this. When we say all he does is what's necessary to win, he doesn't care about the stats, and you guys poo-poo it and are negative about him a week, and then you want to party with us on Monday when he balls out. That's why he feels that way. Mm-hmm. I fully understand what he's talking about. So let me just tell you something. You know who has the most double-digit comebacks since 2020? It's Patrick Mahomes. We don't run after him. Jalen Hurts. With 10. But every year, we got to see what he does when he's down. You know what he does when he's down? He does what Hugh does. He goes out there and speculates. After that opening drive, he went over there to the defensive line and said, yo, help me again, baby. I know y'all doing it, dog, but keep it going. And then he got on Petullo. Petullo was sitting on the bench, and Jalen Hurts was standing above him, so much so barking down at him, he had to stand up and say, okay, player, you go call it. And that's what he did. Walked out of the field. A.J. Brown is always open. 24-7, 365.
I missed that.
No holidays, okay? No holidays. So you can speculate out that you, because that Coach Hurts was out there being Tom Brady.
I need to
and
see
he
that.
Won the game. They had upset vote, and they went, did they maybe do anything? And Jordan Davis, I appreciate you making all the big boys look sexy. Look at my man that dropped 26 pounds, running 18 miles an hour, two block field goals, Tom Quinn, don't do whatever. Talk about my quarterback is. I'm going to talk about them posts on an afternoon show. Jalen Hurts, you know what? Bury me in a Jalen Hurts jersey because I'm coming back to life right afterwards. Go back!
All right, Black Gritty, great phone call. Look, Jalen Hurts played great in the second half. He did.
No doubt.
I mean, he did. And when he said, when everyone gets, we have fun when you say he does whatever it takes to win. Yeah, days like yesterday, today's the day to say that. He did what it took to win. when the second half arrived and they had the fumble, and it was his fumble, and it set up the score for the Rams, they had to score every time after that. They had to move the ball quickly and score through the air. No run game, no big plays from Saquon. It had to be Jalen, and he did it.
I try to come on here, try to give Jalen his props.
Yep.
And then people got to make me, people got to go too far and take me the other way. Like, how do... Are we going to come on here after that game and be like, that's what he does every week?
Yes.
Well, no, he doesn't.
It's not. It's not true. I'm very glad that he just did it. I'm glad to see that he's capable, if necessary. But we're going to sit here and act like the Kansas City Chiefs game and the game before that, or like, I guess the second half of the Cowboys game before that, and for long stretches of last season, wasn't like pulling teeth.
Yes.
Like, okay, well then we're doing the live your truth nonsense.
Yeah. Yes. Now here's
okay.
what here's
well,
what
like I just
you asked
okay.
me, I'm like, yes, that's
okay.
what we're doing.
Here's what
then thank you.
Here's what you're free to there's two ways to go about this. You can say everyone that ever doubts Jalen Hurts or doesn't say he's the best quarterback of all time is a loser today. I'm a winner. You trump card to you. All right. If you want to go at it, but that's not reality, as Kyle just said it. It's not the way he consistently plays. But now I will go towards a Hewism, live your truth. If you want to wake up today and say, if they take the reins off him, he can do this more often, I'm not going to fight you on that.
It's something.
Totally.
It reminds me of Russell Wilson in Seattle. A lot of his career was hand the ball off, play defense. But at some point, they said, we're going to let Russ cook. And Russ put up some big numbers for some years. If you believe Hurts could do this more often, then now, the moving forward, it's on the Eagles' offense, whoever the hell's calling the plays, Hugh, to let him do it. Because the best version of the Eagles' offense we've seen through three games this season
is that.
So that if you feel that way today, you can feel that way, and I'm not going to fight you on that, because maybe that's this year's team's best way of scoring. Go for it. Let him cook.
I just don't know why we have to pretend the second half of that game is what we've seen out of this offense and the quarterback every game. It's not. I would love it to be. Clearly, they're capable of it being that way. Then take the straitjacket off of the season.
Let Hurts cook.
It is one of the absolute weirdest things that I've ever seen. I'm not going to lie. I know I've been, sitting here, telling people to live their truth about, how they feel about this game and everything like that. But it is the absolute weirdest thing that I've ever seen.
So the question I have moving forward is, was it done out of, hey, the light bulb went off? Or was it done out of, hey, we have no choice? We have to do this. And then when we get to next Sunday in Tampa, they go back to doing what they really planned to do the whole time anyway. Like, was this kind of like, Hugh, was it a jumping off point to the rest of the season, or was it a blip? We're not going to know that until we get to Sunday in Tampa.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate thing. We have a show to do, and you're asking me a question.
Yeah, I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't either, Joe, but I'm going to try to answer it the best that I can. I didn't see the tay-to-tay on the sideline. But to me, there's obviously what's the word I want to use? I don't want to be too disrespectful today, even though I've been super disrespectful already. There's a disagreement. There's not a meeting of the minds of certain things that are being called or ran, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Recklessly speculating. I have nothing, people, to back this up on. I just woke up this morning thinking about the plays that I saw, the way that they played in the second half.
Right.
And this is the conclusion that I came up with. So moving forward, I know Coach Sirianni, and this is me reading the tea leaves, listening to what's being said, because to me, Coach Sirianni went out of his way to heap praise on Kevin Petullo, Coach Petullo, in the second half and how they made adjustments. I think that there was some, I'm going to do my own thing. I really do. I think that there was a little bit of, hey, you know what? I got this. Because that's kind of what it felt like. Because you came out in that second half, and it felt like more the first half at the beginning.
Well, the fumble, yeah.
Yeah,
he got sacked
it felt
by
like
Burks,
a little
yeah.
bit more the first half. And then it was like, you know what, damn it, I got this. And it felt like he took over to a certain extent. Now, from what I've been told, because I've never been on that side of the ball, a lot of times when you go up tempo, that's on the quarterback. So I can only thing I can assume is that was all Jalen.
Look, and – When that happened, it was the best version of the offense we've seen the entire season.
Now, I will say this. Now, going 2 minute a whole game, up-tempo a whole game, a lot of times, you hear people say that's impossible
yeah,
to do.
But we could start that way.
Yeah.
We could
yeah,
start could that get, way, yeah. get a lead, and then we salt the game away.
And I tell you what, that defense, sorry, Kyle, but that defense played their ass off yesterday because there was –
No,
they played a lot in that first half.
And you know what they did? Those when they held the Rams to field goals, they kept it manageable.
Yes.
That's why yesterday was allowed to be the way it was. If they were down 37-7, the comeback doesn't happen. Like yeah. it stayed in a range where it's like it's probably not going to happen, but man, they're only down three scores.
You know, and I waited long enough to do this.
There we go.
But I need to rain on Hughes Parade a little bit.
What do you mean?
They were panning to Kevin Betullo calling plays on the sideline in the second half.
That don't mean nothing.
Oh, okay. All right. Never mind then.
In the second half. Wait, no, what I'm
yes,
saying.
Yes. No, but during the comeback, they were showing him with the play sheet and the headset.
That don't mean nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was probably just.
Okay, so
he's
Kyle.
Probably calling his mom.
Feelings
then.
Over facts.
Yep, that's
no,
right here.
No, mm-hmm. So Kyle, my thing is this.
Forget logic and truth.
I'm not saying, you're living your truth.
No. I'm not living my truth.
You're living your truth.
No, I'm living the
but
truth.
But what I'm saying is this. Why did it look so different in the second half?
I don't know, but we had.
Why was he so anemic in the first half?
I don't know, but I'm going off of what I saw.
Can I
okay,
answer?
You, he I can still be out there looking, and, okay. and look. He can be looking at the menu.
Was he having a chat with his kids and her mom at home?
He
or
probably
or?
Was talking to okay. Jalen, say, "What are you feeling on this?" And Jalen said, "You know what? Right. Don't even worry about it, Playboy. Okay. I got this."
I think they had to
That's
throw.
That's probably what he said.
I think they had no choice but to throw.
No, it's probably a little bit of that, but it looked so much different than it did in the first half.
Formationally, they opened it up. Enough of the two tight end crap running into 8-man boxes. They opened it up and they let Jalen cook.
And let's not forget Lane. Lane was hurt.
Well, you know, and Fred Johnson coming in. Yeah, because enough of the prior stuff. I never want to see that again. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll be joined next. All your phone calls, as well as the man who called all the action yesterday on WIP. Merrill Reese joins us, and then it's back to all your calls. It is the Midday Show after a ridiculous comeback by the Eagles on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.